Our New Testament scripture passage comes from the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, verses 16 through 24. Listen here and receive the word of God this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "One day as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, 'These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation.' She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, 'These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe.' The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into the prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, the jailer put them in the most inner part of the jail cell and fastened their feet in stocks." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the beauty of this day, for this opportunity to stand in this space to preach your word. Lord, on this children's Sabbath, may we ever be mindful of the plight of so many children in the world. But not only this day, Lord God, but every day. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable unto you. For you are our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Every 9 seconds, a public high school student drops out of school. Every 24 seconds, a child is arrested. Every 37 seconds, a baby is born into poverty. Every 47 seconds, a child is abused or neglected. Paul had embarked upon a missionary journey to Macedonia, and his first noted encounter was at a place of prayer outside the city of Philippi, where he met a woman of prestige, wealth, power. She was a worshiper of God. And their encounter led Lydia and her entire household to full conversion as disciples of Christ. And in return, Lydia opened her home to Paul and Silas, extending radical hospitality, placing her wealth and prestige in service to the Lord. Every 64 seconds, a child is born without health insurance. Every 75 seconds, a child is born into extreme poverty. Every 2 minutes, a child is born at a low birth rate. Every 3 minutes, a child is born to a teenage mother. Paul and Silas continued, and again they are on their way to a place of prayer when they encounter a slave girl, a young woman, someone diametrically different from Lydia. The young woman was not a person of means. She was not a person of status or stature in the community. In actuality, she was a possession, enslaved by others. This young woman was not respected or held in high esteem. Instead, she was exploited by her owners, older, nefarious men, and probably taken advantage of by those who sought her out to tell their fortunes or futures. This young woman followed Paul and Silas for days, and now she was haunting their prayer walk, crying out loudly, while correctly declaring, These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation. Now, although this woman was possessed by what was considered a demonic spirit, what she proclaimed was indeed true. On many occasions, Paul had described himself as a slave or servant of Jesus Christ, possessed by the Spirit of God which directed and led him. Likewise, often it was a demonic spirit that recognized Jesus as the Son of God, as the one who came to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim the release of the captives, to bring recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free. However, after being followed around and called out for several days, Paul became annoyed, irritated, not necessarily at the young woman, but by the spirit that dwelled within her. Commentator Willie James Jennings states, "Disciples can become addicted to such praise and affirmation and indeed can reinforce the exploitation of the enslaved by keeping them close only for their use value." There is a deep connection between her God talk and her fortune telling. Both are inside the logic of exchange of spiritual power and material wealth. A demonic spirit is making use of the young girl's body, just as her owners are making use of her. Paul was not enamored by her continued pronouncement, but had grown weary and spoke to the spirit within the young woman, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And at that very moment, the young girl was set free from the evil spirit that possessed her. And yet she was still enslaved. She was still the property of the men who abused, used, and profited financially from her infirmity. Every 4 minutes, a child is arrested for a drug offense. Every 9 minutes, a child is arrested for a violent crime. Every 32 minutes, a child or teen is killed by guns. I dare to say there has never been a child born into the world who aspires to be a drug dealer, to take the life of another, or have their life taken by a gun. I don't believe there has ever been a child born who decides without provocation to leave home to live on the streets, to be lured into human trafficking, to cut their bodies, become a crack, cocaine, or opioid addict. However, the statistics, the nightly news, and our experiences tell us that that is a reality for far too many children. Children are sometimes faced with immeasurable burdens, especially when they are born to parents who are teenagers or undereducated, or suffer from addiction themselves, or are victims of abuse, or their families live in poverty. Children born into circumstances beyond their control can become the victims of exploitation and oppression, at the mercy of those who have power over them, or those who have abdicated their responsibility to them. This is the reality of far too many children. Yet conversely, there are children born into families of affluence, influence, and means. Some who live in beautiful, expensive homes have all the material comforts their parents' wealth can buy, and yet they too can be flawed. Showered with material gifts but never taught human decency. Never shown how to be empathetic towards others. Never realizing that their wealth does not make them better than others. Nor understand that to whom much is given, much is required. Instead, they become narcissistic, self-serving, selfish, boorish, and unfeeling human beings, suffering from affluenza, leading to what we are experiencing in this country today. Rather than extending hospitality like Lydia, providing relief, protection, and access, we are bombarded daily by meaningless and mean rhetoric such as subsidized healthcare is bankrupting our country. The right to own guns supersedes the need to legislate who should own guns or gun safety. The reality that for-profit jails are being built today based on the number of brown and black males in the third grade. The continued cries of they are taking our country, our heritage, and our rights away from us. The call for walls to be built to keep the drugs, the criminals, the bad people out is the exchange for continuing subsidized health care for people who need it the most. Children, the elderly, families, and people living on poverty wages or subsidies. And instead of some Christians calling for the demonic spirits to come out of those who are elected and chosen to serve, they are standing with them as they divide, ostracize, and espouse racism and bigotry. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out. Every 23 minutes, a child dies before his or her first birthday. Every 32 minutes, a child or teen dies from an accident. Every 3 hours and 33 minutes, a child or teen commits suicide. Every 5 hours and 33 minutes, a child is killed by abuse or neglect. As the disciples of Jesus, we are called to see beyond the pious, sanctimonious, religious-sounding God talk that is actually spoken to keep people oppressed, divided, and in structures of servitude. According to Willie James Jennings, Paul was moved to speak not by spiritual discernment or righteous indignation. He is simply and beautifully moved by annoyance. Enough of the religious noise. Enough of the mindless praise of God and God's servants that mask demonic activity. The point was not to silence the young woman's voice, but to release it from its networked captivity. End of quote. Jesus one day had had enough. He had had enough when his disciples became annoyed and spoke sternly to the people and attempted them to keep from bringing their children that he might lay hands on them in the Matthew 19 passage that was read by David. There's a time for righteous indignation, but Jesus said this was not the time. And he intervened by saying, "Suffer or let the little children come unto me, for such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." The kingdom of heaven, brothers and sisters, belongs to the meek and the humble, those with a childlike faith. The kingdom of heaven belongs to those who clothe, feed, and shelter their sisters and brothers. The kingdom of heaven belongs to those who welcome the stranger, opens their homes to children in need of fostering or immigrants who have come from afar. The kingdom of heaven belongs to those who call their representatives and strongly demand that health care, appropriate housing, nourishment, heat in the winter, and air conditioning in the summer should be afforded and affordable for everyone. The kingdom of heaven belongs to those who do for people the world considers the least, the returning citizens, people in recovery, the child who has been exploited, oppressed, imprisoned, or just simply made a mistake. Now, we are never told what became of the young woman who was enslaved. Scripture doesn't tell us. But in the words of Marion Wright Edelman, "Beyond the charity and justice all faith demands, all children need for faith institutions to speak and stand up for those who treat them unjustly." That is what we are called to do. To make sure that children do not suffer. Jesus said, "Let the children come unto me. Those who are weary and worn, profiled or abused, oppressed and broken, but loved beyond measure. Jesus said, let them come unto me. These are the words that were spoken by Jesus. And contrary to what some of our siblings think, we are all God's children. May we be healed of our afflictions. May we be healed and set free from those things that enslave and oppress us. And may we be moved to not only know the love, hope, and grace of God, but to show it to everyone we meet.
As we prepare to consider our offerings and our responses, let us be a people of prayer. Let us join in a time of prayer together. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, the seconds still tick by. Though we would stand and live in the present, we acknowledge that the present is ever fleeting, and so quickly it becomes the past, replete with memories of loss, full of times of joy and reflection, but too often still marked by sadness, brokenness, loss, and death. And so in the seconds of this time, in this worship, we open ourselves to you for healing, for reminding us of your love, for sharing us and showering us with your grace. In this time of prayer, we offer with gratitude our own prayers for family and friends, sisters and brothers in faith, for those in the Christian community, in the Islamic community, the Jewish community, the Buddhist, Confucian, Hindu. In this world, you have made yourself known. Let us not erect barriers to that knowledge, nor claim privilege for our own hearing. We remember those that are dear to us, and those with special needs, those struggling with illness, with disease, with poverty, with finding meaningful employment, with anxiety and depression. Wrap your steadfast love around them and call them forth just as you welcome the children, that they may find peace in your love. We pray for the church, the congregation of Jesus Christ, in this place and around the world, asking your blessing again upon the new members and friends and all that find their way to us. But even more so, send us back into the world to proclaim your gospel by words and deeds, through music and arts instruction, through service and witness. Strengthen us in our convictions and make us imitators of Christ. And lastly, Lord, remember the family of nations. Send your Spirit to renew the earth and all lands. For you've welcomed all to come to you. And this world is our shared home. May your love be known in all the world. To you, O God, maker of heaven and earth, through the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace and peace of Christ our Savior, hear us now as we offer the prayer you've taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.